This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you're watching us on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. You can see I have a t-shirt on that says, does not play well with others. Well, you're going to understand why that is, and the others that I'm talking about are those that will not be ruled by God. So again, we are here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, not to throw off the Constitution, but to throw off those that pervert the Constitution, because again, we all understand in unison that justice guards our liberties. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4 when you get a moment. What we're going to be talking about during today's show is Joe Biden. Creepy Joe. Nasty, sickening, creepy Joe Biden said, Christians should be on terror watch lists. When the corrupt blurt the truth out in their confusion, folks, understand that government by intimidation is the very definition of terror, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. Government by intimidation. Look what he's doing. You're going to be outraged as to the things that he has said. And not only the things that he's done, friends, but wait until you hear what he said and who he means to defend. As a matter of fact, I'll just put a little salt on your tongue. Back in October of this year, former Vice President Joe Biden, read 1 Corinthians 13:33. They appoint the scoundrels, the baser sort, because they want the people's standard of expectation from their government to be lowered. That's why they have guys like this, okay? Just so you know. But back in October of just this year, Joe Biden announced that he wanted Christians to be put on a terror watch list if they commit the crime of opposing the LGBTQ agenda. You heard me right, friends. I didn't make that up. I told you from the very get-go 15 years ago what this is all about, and now it is mask off every step of the way, friends, as you well know. We're going to get to that again in just a couple of minutes. Friends, I want to let you know, too, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay. Now, with that all laid out in premise, friends, teed up for you concerning the topic of the show today, I want to go over to Virginia because I've been doing a little homework as to what's taking place over there in Virginia. I have a friend that's an attorney over there in Virginia, and he is one of the point men standing up against the tyrannical legislation that's been proposed by this tyrannical governor. Okay, just for the record. Thousands of cops. I'm on a law enforcement page right now, okay? Just so you understand as to who is writing this article, listen to the content. Thousands of cops, veterans, and supporters pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Now, maybe this helps you understand, friends, as to why we're here today. We're here today to give you the information as concerning the voice of the people, what the people are really doing, rather than suppressing and belittling the people that are actually standing up against tyranny like the mainstream media means to do. The mainstream media means to belittle you, to demonize you, to polarize you. We're here on the radio, friends, to cause you to understand that there's a groundswell. You've heard that saying, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Friends, there's people all across the United States of America that are, well, there's a better way of saying this, but I'll use it because it comes to my aid right now. They got itchy fingers, friends. People are sick and tired of the tyranny. They're sick and tired of the lies. They're sick and tired of what's going on in their government. They're sick and tired of what's going on in their churches. And they're sick and tired of the mainstream media that keeps giving them cover at every given step. But that should come as no surprise, because the mainstream media has a long history of covering for those that are guilty of the act of conspiracy against we, the people. Let's go to this page. Things are getting really bad in Virginia, but this group isn't going to go down without a fight, say they. Monday morning, law enforcement today reported on how Tazewell County in Virginia is crafting a militia to defend the Constitution in the state. And within hours, listen to me, friends, be encouraged. Within hours, we were flooded with thousands of emails from people across the state, police officers, veterans, and patriotic Americans who said that they are now joining in against concerning the fight against tyranny there in that state. And it's a movement that's gaining traction across the state, wrote one man. I'm a veteran. I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm an ex-police, retired, and behind your ideas 100%. Anything I can do, I would like to help. I live in Franklin County, one man said, which voted down being a sanctuary city, being the council is democratic, unconstitutional, friends. A moonshine county giving up their guns is dumb. Okay. Another guy said the South gave up their flag, their statutes, and now they want their guns. Sounds like Hitler's Germany. Yep, isn't that what I've been telling you, friends, for 15 years on this radio program? Absolutely it is. I also want to rewind just a little bit. I want you to listen to this. I live in Franklin County, which voted down being a sanctuary city, being the council is democratic. I want you to understand something. After having a conversation this morning with senior editor from the Sons of Liberty Media.com, it's interesting to note that this came up in conversation as to why people are so stupid to keep voting in the same people. I'm here to tell you that there's major voter fraud going on in the United States of America, and most people that have their eyes even halfway open understand that there's major voter fraud going on in this country. These people that you think are reelected over and over and over again, they are not elected by the people, friends. They're selected and they're planted as useful idiots to do the biddings for the communists who mean to conquer your country, just so you understand as to what's taking place on here in the country, okay? Law enforcement today reports, friends, another man wrote, there'd already been rumblings locally about a militia being formed last month, which is completely constitutional, friends. We started carefully and quietly assembling patriotic Americans who are prepared to defend freedom at all costs. In the past days, those numbers have swelled, say they. We have a strong military presence here. More veterans in both active and retired LE than you can count. America, this is the voice that the mainstream media means to suppress so they can continuously oppress you and to put you in a fearful state so that you might throw your hands up and suggest that there's nothing that you can do about the tyranny taking place in our country. But I'm reporting to you today, America, that the opposite is true. People are tired of the tyrannicals in government. They're sick and tired of corruption, and they want them removed lawfully, and that's exactly what these people mean to do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time that you would like. Please stick to the topics. I wanted to highlight something here because what we're talking about right now in Virginia, friends, things are heating up. But it's being reported by those that are willing to tell you what is really actually happening rather than to suppress you and to suck the life out of you, to polarize you the way that the mainstream media does, in a sense of putting fear into you that it might paralyze you from actually standing up. Friends, I'm telling you what, this is the purpose of the mainstream media. They are promulgating, they are broadcasting hopelessness 24/7, and they are broadcasting on behalf of those that mean to create a new world order. That's all they're doing. And I'm sick of it, and I know you are too. Again, that's why we're here. Check us out on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Don't forget to subscribe. Wanted to cover some things here really quick before I get to my topic, friends. Thousands of cops, veterans, supporters pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. This is what America is all about right here. It's a prime opportunity for Americans to take their opportunity and arise and shine on the behalf of their posterity. And in Virginia, friends, it's exactly what they're doing. Now, I have a friend on live chat that just said this to another friend. He said, Northam in Virginia is purposely trying to start something bad, which none of us wants, but we may have no other choice. Folks, you need to understand that our forefathers threw up a tyrant across the pond. Okay, back during the Revolutionary War. If you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find that three-quarters of that documentation found in the Declaration of Independence are the usurpations that our forefathers did not put up with. One of them was this. One of them was this, friends. The tyrant across the king was continuously trying to create domestic insurrection. He was continuously creating warfare within. He was the one that was creating the chaos that he might bring in a new order. Nothing new under the sun, friends. This has been going on since the beginning of time, and this is the mind of the enemy. But friends, if the enemy knows how to do it, so should you. If you want to change the future, friends, then you better learn to trouble the present. And what I'm talking about and the trouble that I'm talking about is when you stand up for righteousness, that's all you have to do is tell the truth and you're in trouble for it. So be it. So be it, Americans. You need to stand up for the truth that makes men free, including yourselves, under God, in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:8. Read it when you get a moment. John 14:6. Read it when you get a moment. Friends, this is all purposed. They need to go disarm the people in Virginia. They wanted to pick the hardest state. They knew these people would resist. You need to understand that the people there are telling this country that, listen, if they can disarm us, they can disarm the rest of the country. You are dealing with communists. You are dealing with a totalitarian system that's using the law against the law and tearing down the law to recreate policy. Okay? If you understand what I just said, it's exactly the system and method being used to destroy this country today. Okay? You need to understand the mind of your enemy, but you better first understand the mind of Christ in dealing with your enemies. I was just highlighting on law enforcement today that thousands of cops, veteran supporters, pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. Friends, this is what they reported. Here's the deal, they said. Last week, we reported on how lawmakers, they call themselves, over in Virginia, were threatening to use the National Guard. Just think about that. Lawmakers, they call themselves, they're not lawmakers, they're transgressors of the law. 1 John 3:4. Okay? But they reported on how lawmakers over in Virginia were threatening to use the National Guard if members of local enforcement refused to enforce laws passed in the state that they felt violated the Second Amendment. You can't make this up. They want you to believe, folks, what they say is true. They want you to be as ignorant, friends, and they're trusting that you're ignorant enough to take them for their word. Again, the opposite is true, friends. Okay? They're threatening to use our boys in the National Guard to enforce their unconstitutional laws against law abiders. Did you also know this tyrant governor in Virginia also said that there was going to be consequence if the law enforcement officials and departments and agencies in Virginia, if this were to become law, as they call it, which is not law, friends? Again, it may look like law, it may smell like law, may have the color of law, but it is not law. It is null and void, it's unlaw, and it's common sense, friends, that tears down the lie in which they're trying to perpetuate. Okay? They're threatening the police to enforce their unconstitutional laws, friends. You need to understand, friends, that tyrants can't do what tyrants do unless the ignorant do it for them. But isn't it interesting how this Virginian governor, as he calls himself, he's a plant is what he is, and he's being paid to strip the people in the state of Virginia is what he's doing, because again, they want to establish a global order, and they're testing their steel with the state of Virginia. And what's interesting about this, friends, is who they mean to use to threaten the American people with. Our sons, our uncles, our brothers, our neighbors. Folks, that is the recipe for civil war. Now, let me take this, because we've talked about this so many times in the past concerning the 60 million babies that have been aborted. If you go back to the Civil War, you go back to the Revolutionary War, and you take a little time to read a little bit about what took place there. Many people believe that the Revolutionary War was because of what the colony sowed concerning slavery. They were reaping it. And it's the same thing that happened out of the Civil War. Many people believe that it was their violations against the slaves that they finally ended up reaping it. And through civil war, that's how the resolve was brought from heaven. You reap what you sow. God is not mocked. It's that simple. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It's that simple. To great specificity, friends. But when you begin to look at what these guys are saying, threatening the governor, threatening the people to use the National Guards, our uncles and brothers and neighbors and dads and grandpas against us, if they don't follow your rule of tyranny, that's civil war. That precipitates civil war, America. And this is, so there's a lot more going on here than what it seems to be. We have to ask the question, why has it gotten this far? It's gotten this far because people have been asleep far too long. Why has it gotten this far? Because Americans that call themselves the good people, they're apathetic. Why has it gotten this far? Because they're lethargic. And I want to tell you what your apathy and your tolerance does, America. It encourages tyranny and tyrants to act in such a manner as this tyrant is in Virginia. And it's not faring very well with them, by the way. Okay? It was this statement that lawmakers, as they call themselves over in Virginia, made that turned the people in unity to deal with tyrants. It was that statement that sparked things in Tazewell County. This is what the people gathered together for, was for the purpose of dealing with the tyrant that is zeroing in on their God-given rights. When he threatened that he would use the National Guard against his own people, and then he began to threaten the cops in the state of Virginia that refused to enforce the laws, he said that there would be consequence. That's where you're at. And if that is not mask off concerning what you're dealing with on a nationwide basis, I don't know. Again, friends, it's one of those situations where how do you help a person like that? I mean, you got to have your fingers on your eyeballs. You're purposely and willfully blind to the issues that are facing you today. I also wanted to say one more thing before this next break and I get over to the next topic. Just this past Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors from Tazewell County passed two different resolutions in light of controversy circling those who are pro-gun. Okay? The first resolution declared the county to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. Now, what's really interesting here, friends, is there's 95 counties in the state of Virginia. You know how many counties have already resolved that they are going to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties? Out of the 95 counties, 90 counties. So this is not the voice of the people, friends. This is the voice of a tyrant trying to suppress the voice of the people. And people across the globe, you 117 cities that listen to me every day, you 53 countries that listen to me every day, you are beginning to see the same process as to what took place in this country over 242 years ago. Because you are not going to just roll over God-fearing men. It's just not going to fly. Okay? You make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. I want to tell you something. There's a lot of folks in Virginia and across the United States of America that just are not going to play the sheep. They're not going to just pretend with tyrants that what they say and what they do are going to go without consequence. It's not happening, friends. Open your eyes. There's good news. People across the country are standing up. Be encouraged. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting President Trump to deliver next year's State of the Union address. In a letter to the President, the California Democrat invited the President to speak to both bodies of Congress on February 4th of 2020. President Trump is expected to sign two bills funding the government through fiscal 2020. In these bills, money is allocated to President Trump's border wall. Now, as things continue to improve along our southern border, Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says,
stop listening to the cartels. Stop listening to the human smuggling organizations. They're lying to you. They're exploiting you. They're getting rich off of your backs by exploiting these vulnerable migrants. And now, because of where we're at, because of the initiatives and the tools we have, no longer is a child your immediate passport into the interior United States. We have all but shut that down.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to highlight one more thing before we jump over to the next topic here. We're talking about thousands of cops. We're talking about veteran supporters pledged to join militia in Virginia to combat unconstitutional laws. These people that are standing up fighting unconstitutional laws, let me make it real simple for you. These are the law abiders, okay? Those that they're standing up are the transgressors of the law. The people that are trying to strip the American people of their God-given rights swore to God with their hand in the Bible before God and man, swearing to uphold that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. When they fail to do it, we must do it. What's interesting to note here, friends, they've taken notice in Virginia that that's not what they're doing. That they are the ones attacking them and their God-given rights. It's not a foreign enemy. It's not a foreign enemy, America. Okay, it's our said representatives that have been attacking us big time since September 11, 2001. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay? Did you hear that? Who told us that? James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States of America. Who would know better as to how they play their warfare more than our forefathers? Absolutely nobody on this globe, friends. Nobody on this globe. We need to listen and to learn. And that's exactly what we're doing. This is what I wanted to leave concerning this topic. The posted script, might I add. They're not talking about just defending their Second Amendment rights there. 90 of the 95 counties that are now Second Amendment sanctuary counties in the state of Virginia that mean to fight for their God-given rights are also demanding the recall of every one of them that drew up unconstitutional bills in an attempt to strip the law-abiding Second Amendment Americans of their God-given rights. So they're doing what the Constitution requires that we do. Again, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but America, you are obligated and commanded by God, and for your posterity's sake, to throw off those that pervert that Constitution. And it's exactly what's going on in Virginia, friends. I'll tell you what, it makes one proud, does it not? And what I want you to do, and I want to be, I want not to be found, old English, I want not to be found before God fighting against his judgments. But obedience to the Lord is what he commands. And we're in trouble in this country because man has failed to keep the commandments of the Lord. Read Deuteronomy 4:6. That's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. We simply obey God. And why do we obey God? Because we love him for what he did through his son Jesus Christ on Calvary. Period. Okay? But these guys are taking it through the proper process concerning the United States Constitution. And how do they know to do that? Because they've done their due diligence. They're perusing the Constitution. They're seeing what the Constitution says rather than what they're told by the mainstream media and their little pundits and useful idiots. I mean, anybody with a brain in their head and a heart in their body has already learned to turn off the mainstream media. And this includes, friends, just so you understand, I'm not just talking about those that you've been conditioned to believe that are the left. No, I'm talking about today's conservatives who are controlled opposition. Notice how they never go out of their talking points. They can't go out of their talking points, friends, because then they would lose the millions that they make through their golden calf called sponsors. Okay? You're in trouble today because of the best that you've been taking heed to in this country. You can look at Rush Limbaugh. You can look at Glenn Beck. You can go down the list of your favorite conservatives, yesterday's liberals, friends, because it's not so much as to what they're saying as the reason as to why you're in trouble, but it's what they're not saying. It's what they're omitting, friends. And the only thing that these people are doing is dispersing the information that the mainstream media gives them. And they are the ones that are responsible for continuously fueling the left-right unconstitutional paradigm. Okay? You need to shut those guys off. You really do. Not for my sake. I'm not trying to make my light brighter than theirs, but for your sakes. You need to become educated because have you ever noticed that educated people don't listen to those guys? It's true. It's absolutely true. And there's a reason for that, because they know what they're doing over there is for the money. And it is for the money. Just look at their net worth, friends. Okay? Let's jump over to the next topic here. I was highlighting during the first segment that Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, said that Christians should be on terror watch lists. I can't make this up, friends. I mean, this is what happens when they blurt the truth out in their confusion, and it's exactly what happened. Let me give you a little bit more history. If you go to Oxford's English Dictionary, the definition for terror is government by intimidation. Christians should be on terror watch lists? What does that sound like, friends? Back in October of this year, former Vice President Joe Biden announced that he wanted Christians to be put on a terror watch list. For why? Well, he wants them on a terror watch list if they commit the crime of opposing a global agenda called the Sodomite Agenda. The LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ and whatever else they'll bring it to. And rest assured they will, okay, and their agenda. Folks, people are getting, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but people are tired of the Sodomite agenda. They're tired of the homosexuals browbeating people and accusing people, innocent people, of obeying the laws that the Sodomites and the homosexual agenda and their useful idiots are playing out concerning their transgressions against the laws of our republic. In every state of our union, friends, it's a felony. Sodomy is. Check out your state statute. Double check what I'm telling you, friends. Cross check me. Now, friends, going back to Joe Biden, Christians should be on terror watch list. This should come as no surprise to anyone due to the fact that Joe Biden hates Christians just like his father, the devil, right? John 8:44. There's no truth in him. Joe Biden hates Christians just like the Sodomites hate Christians, just like their father does. Just the same way that a criminal would hate the police. They hate the law that exposes their crime. Read Exodus 20, read Romans 3:20, read John 7:7, and John 15:22. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay? You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, for telling the truth. Okay. However, for Joe Biden to suggest that Christians need to be put on a terror watch list is merely an inward revelation of why Christians are such a threat to him and his masters. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it also shows you the lengths that he will go to keep Christians from exposing him for who he is. That's what this is about. I'll just get to that in a moment. At CNN's LGBT town hall on Thursday, notice how they're advocating global initiatives, friends, global agendas, okay, that violates American law every step of the way. At CNN's LGBT town hall on Thursday, Biden advocated for a registry of all Christian organizations that won't toe the line of the radical gay agenda. Looks like Joe Biden wants to pin a yellow star on Christians who oppose the gay mafia, and that's exactly what they are, by the way. It's not a wordplay whatsoever. What's worse is Biden's proclamation at the town hall was his way of signing on to an idea pushed by the, as again, friends, they want to have you believe that there's a left-right paradigm in this country. We're ruled by law, not by party affiliation, right? But he signed on to the hate group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. Biden pushed three things to help end hate crimes, right, against gays, passing the Equality Act, monitoring groups that are similar to terrorist groups, and rewrite, listen carefully, rewrite federal civil rights laws to prevent discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. I mean, folks, these people are out of their minds, literally. They're reprobate. They have no discernment to acknowledge right and wrong. Okay? It was his second point that proves his danger to Christians. He said, what we have had before to deal with concerning hate crimes is we had a position in our administration within both the Departments of Justice as well as within Homeland Security, a provision to keep watch on these groups that we know are out there. Like terrorist groups, he's equating Christians. They're similar that we know that are out there to be able to follow without violating the First Amendment rights. Folks, he's walking all over himself. To be able to follow what they're doing and follow up on threats that come forward, the former vice president said. Now, let me take this point by point within the time that I have allotted. Number one, Biden advocated for a registry of all religious organizations that won't toe the line of the radical gay agenda. This is the criminal saying to the righteous, you better do what we do or else through totalitarian means. That's what this is. First off, people need to understand that hate crimes were and are created because all crime is motivated by hate. Yet sometimes when wanting to overthrow the law by perpetuating the crimes, some take it to another level by putting themselves in the victim position, and that's exactly what they have done to play the emotions of the ignorant throughout the country. Read Deuteronomy 19:19. Point two. Looks like Biden wants to pin a yellow star on Christians who will oppose the gay mafia. This is exactly what they mean to do, America. Read Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 20:13. Take the time, friends, let me suggest, that you read the Gay Manifesto, which was entered into the congressional record on February 15th and the 21st of 1987. Friends, I am here to tell you the reason. Folks, it's not the people pushing this agenda. It's government pushing this agenda. And it's corrupt government pushing this agenda because it counters our God-given rights. God didn't give us a right to break his law. Okay? And the homosexual agenda, again, let me remind you, is not a sinful lifestyle, friends. It's an abominable lifestyle. And if you want to go ahead and be an accomplice by giving them a pass, you go ahead, but you better understand one thing. You're an accomplice to their crimes. You want to dare the justice of God? Just go ahead and give them a green light, friends, because America, over the last 15 years, most people have. They don't agree with it, but they put up with it. And that is to your own demise, and keep in mind what they are aiming for, friends. Just look to the schools. Just look to kinder care. Just look to what's going on, friends, concerning the crimes against little kids in America today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agerman, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're trying to make the most of this last segment here, friends. We're talking about Joe Biden stating that Christians should be on terror watch list. Friends, it's not, listen to me, it's not foreigners that are attacking you and your God-given rights. Foreigners couldn't have dreamed what you've allowed your said representatives to do to you. They couldn't have dreamed of doing what's taking place here in this country. It's been your said representatives that are attacking you and your God-given rights. I mean, have we awakened to this yet? And therefore, what begs the question is then, who are the terrorists? Right? Again, terror is defined in Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Folks, how is that weird? I mean, for 18 years, you were told that you were under attack by the mainstream media and by corrupt representatives, by Muslims. Now, 18 years later, it's that same mainstream media and those corrupt politicians that are the ones protecting Muslims when they commit crimes against you and your people. I mean, it's everything they do is backwards. What they say, they do the opposite. It's just that simple. And they always put themselves up as the good guy. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Read it. Don't just take me for my word. I'm making these references at the will of the Spirit, friends. And when I shoot them out, you need to take the time to read them to understand in context what's going on. Jesus always spoke in the natural to teach that which is in the spiritual. Okay? Always. He always brought about the correlation so you might understand. To those that have eyes to see, let them see. To those that have ears to hear, let them hear. I just highlighted point one and point two. Going to point three. Worse, Biden's proclamation at the town hall was his way of signing on to an idea pushed by the left-wing hate group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have zero credibility, friends, just for the record. And this is something most Americans now know. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the likes of the inept, incompetent, and illegitimate subversive organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center, again, remember, they have zero credibility, not because somebody took it away from them, but because they've outdone themselves. I'll share with you as to why. Mark Potok, okay? They go online and look at the guy. He looks like a drunk. He really does. But Mark Potok, the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, they really, folks, professing themselves to be wise, the Bible says they become fools. They do. They are. Romans 1:22. Read it when you get a moment. But the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center revealed the truth of the matter when it comes to his purposed unlawful communistic agenda. It's subversive. They're a subversive group to the American government. Okay, listen carefully. This is Mark Potok. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. But Mark went on to say, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Now, how do they have a lawful leg to stand on, friends? They don't. But if you don't know the difference, then I guess they do. Because as I always say, friends, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And they are. They are. And see how they do this is they get you asking the wrong questions. And when they do that, then they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Politicians do this all day long. I just seen a video from Ted Cruz doing the same thing just last night. They're nothing but pawns and actors in the circus of politics. That's what they all are, friends. And if that's not the truth, then why are they trying to strip us of our God-given rights? You judge them by their fruit. You know them by their fruit. Right? Point four. Biden pushed three things to help end hate crimes against gays. Passing the Equality Act, pay attention to that. Monitoring hate groups that are similar to terrorist groups. In other words, monitoring anybody that would dare stand up against their tyrannical ways. That's what it is. And they want to rewrite federal civil rights laws to prevent discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Wow. Oh, how dummied and desensitized people have become in this country to believe that such an incompetent human has any credibility whatsoever as Joe Biden. And most people know that he doesn't. But again, the media puts what they do is they continuously fanning the flame because they want you to keep, they want to keep their players, their clowns in the face of the people. And they want you to legitimize them by subjecting yourself to continuously be corralled into compliance. And these are the people that they use. So Joe Biden wants to end hate crimes. He wants to pass the Equality Act. He wants to monitor groups. And he wants to rewrite. Why would you have to rewrite it, right? He wants to rewrite federal civil rights laws, okay? Which, again, they're not laws, but listen carefully. Really what Joe Biden is saying is that he wants to overthrow the laws that criminalize sodomites, which just happens to be a felony in every given state of our American Union. Again, check your state statute. Also read Luke 17:2. The question I have is why would Joe Biden want to do something like that? I mean, after all, it was his job to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. It was his job to maintain order. It was his job to restrain men from sin and to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, right? Is that what he did? Nope. I'm sure you've seen the videos. I'm certain that you've seen all the pictures of him hitting on little kids. Oh, there's a whole plethora of them. I just shared it with my friends over on live stream. Go ahead and check out the pictures. Did you know that college roommate on sonsoflibertymedia.com revealed a bombshell that Joe Biden is sexually attracted to children? Okay, I don't know how that's a bombshell. I mean, if you look at all these pictures, friends, he's hitting on little kids constantly right in front of the cameras while they're rolling. Hello. And why do they do that? Because they want to normalize, pedophilia. And by the way, that's what they're doing right now, which ain't going to fly. In the face of the righteous, you can rest assured. Now, this should also help explain why it is that when they use the terms going back to, you know, equality, isn't it interesting how the homosexuals always use equality? Those that want their rights, they call them, which they're not rights because we don't derive our rights from the state. Friends, we derive our rights from our God, and he doesn't give us a right to break the law, which they mean to do, right? Again, putting themselves as the victim. But listen carefully. Notice how they always use the word and the term equality. And notice when they use equality that they always fail to bring in the word law. Have you ever noticed that? I caught it right away. These people are always talking about equality. Equality with what? What is your reference to right and wrong? It's like telling someone that doesn't believe in God, which is a bunch of baloney, and you know it as well as I do. They have a conscience. They know what's right and what's wrong. They've seared their conscience. It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book, right? Hey, you ask an atheist, as they call themselves, ask them how you make distinction between right and wrong. Guess what they have to go back to, friends? God, their creator. Hey, how do you tell me what's right and how do you tell me what's wrong? They're lost. It's over with them. They have to acknowledge the truth. And if they fail to do so, friends, don't waste your time. You're dealing with irrational people. You're trying to minister medicine to a dead horse. That's what you're doing. Okay? They don't want the truth. Okay? Going back to equality, isn't it interesting how they fail to bring in the word law? It is equality under the law. Friends, go online, look up a law and equality. How do you have equality without the reference of law? But keep in mind, the people that we're talking about here, what they mean to do is abrogate the law. They mean to omit the law. They mean to erase the law from the minds of the people. Read Romans 5:13. See, they don't want to be exposed for their crimes against nature. That's what they're called in the law books in America, by the way. Romans 1:24. Oh, and I want to just throw this in really quick. Keep in mind that Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Did you hear what I said? Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Let me say it this way. Either you throw off the corrupt in your government, or else you are going to be stripped of your God-given rights and you will become slave to such men as Joe Biden means to. The fifth and last point is that what his second point that proves his danger to Christian is, what we had before to deal with hate crimes was we had a position in our administration within both the Department of Injustice, I'm adding, as well as within Homeland Security, a provision to keep watch on these groups that we know that are out there, like terrorist groups. They're similar. That we know are out there, he said, to be able to follow without violating their First Amendments. They already have! To be able to follow what they're doing and follow up on threats that come forward, the former VP said. Friends, it should be of interest to take note as to who's been under attack since September 11th. We have. In end, the only resolve found is when it comes to the likes of a Joe Biden is found in the U.S. Constitution, and that is to impeach and indict his butt. Friends, Article 2, Section 4, and those that mean to help him overthrow that law. Justice guards our liberties.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.